It was known by all that he was a good scholar, and by all that he was respected. His father and mother, brothers and sisters, came on the commencement day to hear him speak. They all felt gratified and loved Charles more than ever. Many situations of usefulness and profit were opened to him, for Charles was now an intelligent man and universally respected. He is still a useful and a happy man. He has a cheerful home and is esteemed by all who know him. Such are the rewards of industry. How strange it is that any person should be willing to live in idleness when it will certainly make him unhappy. The idle boy is almost invariably poor and miserable. The industrious boy is happy and prosperous. But perhaps some child who reads this asks, "Does God notice little children in school?" He certainly does. And if you are not diligent in the improvement of your time, it is one of the surest evidences that your heart is not right with God. You are placed in this world to improve your time. In youth, you must be preparing for future usefulness. And if you do not improve the advantages you enjoy, you sin against your Maker. With books, or work, or healthful play, let your first years be passed, that you may give for every day some good account at last.